Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
You say Jay?
That's correct.
Okay, Jay. My name is Renee Jones.
And how can I help you, ma'am?
Because of my stupidity, I was under the impression that I was paying $59.89 for shipping and handling for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And apparently that wasn't the case. And I was supposed to be sent an email, a new email, for between a Dyson and a iPad or something. Well, because of my stupidity, I would just like to get that $59.89 returned to me.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
48619.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Renee Jones. Renee Jones.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
P.O. Box 11 in Cummings, Michigan, 48619.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $59.89 for the iStub meal plan app, which I do show the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, as well as includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. So if I offered to discount pricing for the meal plan app to where it would be at $20 per month, would that make it where it'd be more affordable and interest you in still having access to that app?
No. Thank you, but no.
Okay, I will cancel out the account so that there won't be any future charges. And at this time, the account is closed. And I do also have a cancellation reference number I can give you for the closure of the account as well, if you would like.
And what about the 59.89?
But it did state in the terms and conditions, ma'am, that that initial charge was non-refundable for that meal plan app, and that we wouldn't be able to do anything off that prior charge. I do apologize.
That wasn't on there.
Yes, ma'am, these terms and conditions were provided on the site at the time of purchase, where you did have to check the box on the order form stating that you had read and agreed to those terms and conditions and privacy policy for that order to process through, as well as could be viewed at any time, both prior to as well as after placing the order, where you could have scrolled down to the bottom of the page and clicked on terms and conditions to view that information at any time.
Oh, that is a bunch of bullshit. All right, give me this closing number for this account.
It's C as in cancel, 18, 34, 63, and the last number is 3.
C18346333.
That's correct.
All right. I guess I'm gonna eat that $59. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a good day. Bye-bye.